With the World Series underway, there is at least one baseball fan who is not rooting for the Baltimore Orioles or the Philadelphia Phillies. Commentator Gene Shepard's favorite team almost made it to the series, but he takes comfort that the Chicago Southsiders are, if nothing else, consistent.
The White Sox have a park that looks like a cave that was stolen from Kentucky. And late at night, you can smell the remains of what used to be the stockyards drifting in over second base. Well, year after year after year, I followed the White Sox, just like my father before me. And year after year, the White Sox, at the end of the year, were sixth place, fifth place, once in a while second place, oh, rarely, most likely eighth, ninth place. And if there were 10th and 15th places, they would have been there. The White Sox got into the league playoff this year, and I'm delighted to report that my stable rock on which my life is based is still inviolable. They booted it. Booted it, booted it, booted it. In fact, their top slugger stood there with the bat on his shoulder and watched three strikes go by him three consecutive times at the plate. A classic White Sox clutch performance. Made me feel warm watching it. Incidentally, when was the last time the White Sox ever won the World Series? Well, I'll tell you. Baron von Richthofen, the Red Baron, had just completed his 60th victory over the Western Front. The year was 1917, and after that point, generation after generation of failure, sparked only by the Black Sox. The White Sox, you know, are the only team that were ever actually proven to have thrown a World Series. And my father, who lived on the south side of Chicago, back of the yards, claims that as a child, he was actually outside the ballpark when shoeless Joe Jackson, the famous Chicago White Sox outfielder of the period, was heard to say to the crowd, "I'm sorry," at which point a little urchin leaped out of the crowd and uttered a phrase which has entered baseball lore. He said, "Say it ain't so, Joe." My old man claims he heard it. He was there, apocryphal or not. So today I feel sound and solid. The basic stability of my life remains. The White Sox did not get into the World Series again this year. And I, for one, am glad. For National Public Radio, this is Gene Shepard.